The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven and bless the Lord from our heart for such an amazing time in His presence? Oh, what a dose of word we have received this morning and since this meeting started. And I'd like us to be so, so intentional about blessing God. Thank you. Please do it with everything in your heart. Everything that makes you, you. Bless the Lord. Thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for your grace that is indeed strong upon this house. Thank you for the angels over this house, for they are eagles under whose wings you are maturing your children. And we thank you, Father. This morning I ask, dear Lord, that you will fill these lips of clay with your wisdom. And let your word fall upon us like a rain. We give you praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Please, before we sit down, can we please celebrate Pastor Tony and Pastor Tony? Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. You know, I've always said this, and I've told my people several times. At the time I met Pastor, if I didn't meet him in that season, I would not have survived this season. I would have made mistakes. Everyone. It was a season of gross level of discouragement, where everything God has spoken didn't look like it would come to pass. And so I just thank you. You may not understand. When your life looks like it is crashing and God has blessed you with people that believe in you when nothing looks like it. At a time I will come for a meeting and there's no transport fare to go back. And pastor will sit me down and just, I don't know why he likes to encourage me, but I know that in all of those meetings, I see those 5-10 minutes of his encouragement as a session. And that's why whenever I get invitation from here, I don't care who has invited me. I just say that I'm coming. You know. And I really thank you, sir and ma, for what you represent. Pastor believes in everybody. Doesn't believe that you are nothing. Amen. And you know, while we're preparing for this meeting, and Pastor Bumi sent me, I went to sit down, like, okay. I had to beg my wife to help me select because, I mean, last year when I came here, I was fed, but I was not fed up. Amen. And San Ma, thank you. Let me say this, that when you get to a spiritual lineage, and you want to do well in that lineage, your first assignment is to look for somebody who is the firstborn in that lineage. Because the firstborn is the pattern. Are you feeling what I'm saying? The firstborn is what? Pattern. If you learn from what he's doing, then you'll see results. So, and you give the firstborn the same honor you give to your father. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? So I really want to thank God for Pastor and Pastor Tony. Thank you. And Pastor Bumi, thank you so much for being a pattern. Yes, a pattern to emulate over. You can't misbehave when you look at them and they've not brought shame to the lineage. So your head has to be correct. True or not true? Yes. And they're a worthy pattern indeed. And I honor you, sir and ma. And I mean that in no small way. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can we celebrate them, please? Hallelujah. All right, please, let me just play on strings little by little. Let's be seated, church. And I celebrate everyone in the house and our leaders that came with me. Thank you. Just very slow. Amen. And I want to quickly say this, that I'm not sure there's anyone who follows the Eagles Meals devotional here like me. So if you have to follow like me, it means you follow every day. Because I try to locate prophetic channels that God speaks to me. And when I found out that there's a synergy between what is going on in my life and it, so I don't joke with it. Amen. So if you joke with it, then you need to go and be serious. Is that okay now? Yeah. Because God is up to something. Praise God. While we are seated, can we lift our hands and bless God from our hearts and bless the name of the Lord with everything that makes us us. And we are going to also pray that He will speak to us. He will speak to us. Please go ahead and ask that the Lord speak to you in the name of Jesus. O shekete roko shakata bakata yende keroko shente roko panish takabaradish. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let me quickly say this, that blessed people are people of covenant. And I just want to say this as led. Then I show you the scripture I'm going to be speaking from. Anywhere you see someone that is going to carry the blessing for long, they value covenant. If you see people who just cut themselves from people anyhow, and they are not people of covenant. Amen. Blessed people can know what? Covenant. Covenant of agreement. Covenant of the purpose of relationships. Amen. So, and I'm going to be speaking on the power of the blessing. So I want us to look at Genesis chapter number 1. That's going to be the anchor scripture. And you need to please follow what I'm teaching keenly so you can understand fully well, because I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to build, and when we come to the end, then we break into a prophetic atmosphere. This already is a prophetic atmosphere. So follow keenly. Genesis chapter number 1. Let's start the reading from verse 26. Genesis chapter number 1 from verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the herds and over every creeping thing that keeps upon the earth. You see that God did not use the word man there. He used the word man. So you think it's an error in communication when God said, let us make man, then let them. Because the intention of God from the beginning is to, through an individual, become a channel. I'm still going somewhere. Is that okay now? So, verse 27 now. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Yes, continue. And God blessed them. That's the first place that word was used. God did what? Said again, God blessed them. Come on, say it loud and clear. God blessed them. What was the content of the blessing? And God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, this is a very strange scripture, because when the Bible said God blessed them, there was no Lamborghini. They didn't have mansions. Huh? Talk to me now. They didn't have the stuffs that we use as yardstick for the blessing. Because sometimes when you, studying into the subject of the blessing in scripture, if you really read your Bible, it will look like a scam. Because many times it didn't make sense. And I'm going to give you examples. So God blessed them. What did they have when the blessing came upon them? They had a garden. And that garden was called by a funny name, Eden. And that word Eden means open heavens. Is that simple enough? That was all they had. So when God said, be fruitful and multiply, as at this point, when God even made them, I'm not sure the man, because he had not, in Genesis 1, we saw what God did. In Genesis 2, we saw how he did them. In Genesis 3, we saw how they were hijacked. From Genesis 4, we begin to see the consequences. So if you look at what God did, and scripture says God blessed them, they were in a garden. How do you look at it when you look at a man in a garden where there's mango, there is guava, apple, give me other fruits there, oranges and all that. And this man was not even wearing clothes. Because he wasn't wearing clothes. It was the glory of God that covered them. The need for clothes came when they were stripped of the glory. And in fact, the first cloth they fabricated was with fig leaves. Is that simple enough? Then God came, killed an animal, and clothed them with it. The same thing if you look at the story of Abraham. And I'd like us to look at it, because I'd like us to be first, to be honest about what this thing called blessing looks like. Then when we are honest, then we are going to now know what the blessing is. Is that simple enough? Now look at the book of Genesis chapter number 12. Genesis 12, we look at from verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land I will show you. So if I say that leave your father's house, that is, renounce your sonship in your father's house to a land I will show you. Between the time you have renounced yourself from your father's house and you get into a place God will show you, it means you are homeless. True or not true? Yes. Can we agree on that? Leave your father's house didn't mean live in peace. It means look at them dead in the eye and tell them I no longer belong here. And he was not to obey that because he has seen something God will do. When God said do something and then go somewhere I will show you, it means there's no picture. You don't even know what it will look like. Amen. There's no picture. You don't know. You know, sometimes God, let me give you an instance. Somebody has been waiting on God to get into a relationship, and then the fellow begins to hear word that I'm going to give you a kind of man that does not exist. It's come. Huh? That the kind of man I'm going to give you, I'm going to furnish him from heaven. So usually when people wait for long, they have the impression that when that thing comes, it must justify the waiting. But the man is still going to be normal like every other man. That's the idea. The fellow will once in a while get angry with you, and you will even, because at some point in my life, I had to wait for a sister for 2 years. And I asked her that, what is my reward for waiting? Because I didn't understand. You know, it's a very honest question. The reward doesn't mean that we now have to fornicate. But, I mean, last, it is still the sister. True or not true? That's how God operates. I will give you this and you come to see what God has said and it is still normal. It is still, so there's no picture. And you know when you want to get something that you don't have a prototype for, then it's a very big issue. True or not true? So get thee out of your father, out of your kindred, get away from the familiar to the unfamiliar. Now let's look at verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Look at it. What was the positioning for being this blessing? Get out. If you look at Abraham in the natural, he was an homeless man roaming the street. But if you look at him in the spirit realm, he is a great nation. How do you conclude that a man is a great nation when he doesn't even have a house, talk less of a territory? And according to God's estimation of Abraham, he's a great nation. Doesn't this look like a scam? If you are going to travel out of Nigeria to the United Kingdom, then you are moving from a territory to another territory. But according to God, if you are going to go to this great nation, you are moving from a place to a man. Does that make sense? And the man himself will tell you, I'm just a man in the tent squatting. But as far as God was concerned, this man, anywhere he gets to, is the nation. Is it simple enough? We are building somewhere. Because where we are really building to is to show you that the blessing is the opportunity for us to operate as God operates. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. The blessing is not a thing. It can't be measured in things. The blessing is not material. It produces material wealth, but it's not material wealth. Is that simple enough? The blessing is an opportunity to operate as God operates. That's the blessing. Now, of course, you understand that that's not a conclusive statement. There are also other definitions, but that's the one I'm going to give you. And I will make thee a great nation. Let's go to verse 3 now. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So if you look at an Abraham, he's coming to your place to squat. But if you are going to be blessed, it is through him. Does that make sense? No. He didn't look like a man that will ever become anything. He was a squatter. That's the word we will use. But he was a squatter with a measure of grace in you. So when an Abraham walks on the street, it is a nation, not just nation walking, but the potential for the nations of the earth walking. As far as Abraham was concerned, he was the most significant man on the face of the earth. That's the blessing. But how significant was this significant guy? He didn't have a house of his own. He didn't have a territory of his own. He didn't have a child of his own. That doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? No, it didn't make sense. Alright? It was so serious that at some point he and his wife went somewhere and he had to beg the wife. When they come to ask, just tell them you are my sister. Because they are going to try to kill me and take the wife. That's how helpless he seemed. But what was the conclusion of God about Abraham? A blessed man. Amen? So sometimes, the word blessed, if you look at the operations of it in scripture, may look like a scam. What happened when Isaac blessed Jacob? Jacob fled from his presence with just a staff. And the next thing that we saw that happened was that Jacob went somewhere and liked a girl. And they said, for you to marry this girl, you have to serve for 7 years. A blessed man. and he sat for 7 years. They covered the hives of a girl and packaged and gave him. Then he opened his eyes and, this is not the girl. They have cheated me. Then he went again for another 7 years. He was broke. He was helping Laban to even keep some things. So he wasn't doing well. But was he blessed? Talk to me now. Was he blessed? Did that make sense? No, it didn't make sense. Let me even show you something very, very annoying. So you are going to, like I said, we are heading somewhere. Once we head there, then you will understand. So let's look at Genesis 25 verse 5. Genesis chapter number 25 verse 5. Now let's start the reading from, just give me a minute. So we're going to have Genesis 25. Let's start reading from, I can start from verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But Abraham gave gift to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had while he was still living. And he sent them eastward away from Isaac his son to the country of the east. So let me explain what happened here. Abraham called his sons. And this is the illustration of what took place there. He gave this one all his cattle. He gave this one all his servants. He gave this one all his tents. And when Isaac looked at him and said, "What is my portion?" His portion was nailed down there. And he transmitted something on him, but there was no material things to validate it. And scripture referred to that nothing as all that he had. Because the blessing most times is nothing. What did I say? Most times. Don't forget I said that the blessing is God bringing you into his own operations. And if you look at the story of Abraham, everything God did was an attempt for God to school him on his operation. And that's why Abraham will wait for years for Isaac to come. And when Isaac finally comes, God will now say to Abraham, he has said, "I will make your name great. In you shall all nations of the earth be great, be blessed. I will multiply your seed. There will be as much as the stars in heaven." And God will now look at that man and say, "Isaac, whom you love, kill him. Because for you to be blessed, you have to value nothing." And Abraham will take Isaac to the mount to kill him. And God said, "Don't lay your hand on that lad, for now I know that you fear me." And God now released words. "In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will what? Multiply you." What did God show him? God was showing him how that your attention does not move from me to things. For the blessed, their greatest possession is not the things, their greatest possession is God. Amen? Don't forget I told you that the blessing is the attempt for God to show you how he operates. Is that simple enough? Yes. And when God gave, because, listen, lack of this understanding was what made the first man fall. God blessed him. He gave him a woman. And if you look at what Paul was telling to Timothy, he said, Adam was not deceived. It was Eve that was deceived. And when Adam saw that Eve was deceived and she will die, his heart has moved from God to things. Huh? And he preferred to die. And God said, "This must not be the valid operation for man to work with." So whenever God wants to lift a man far, God first give him himself and deprive him of things then give him the things and collect them back and give him himself. And when he likes it, then God give him things. Huh? Is that simple enough? That's because you need, if you understand what the blessing is, you can never be stranded. The issue is that when Pastor was speaking, my heart was burning. People get a measure of little blessing and become arrogant because they don't even know what the blessing is. Money is not a blessing. It can develop wings and fly. When you understand what the blessing is, that is when God can come and say, give me all, and yet you are still blessed. One of the things this generation is trying to do is to attack the blessing. That if you are going to a church and they say, give your first fruit, then they are trying to rip you. No, 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 no. In this kingdom, the blessing is in giving all, and yet we still have all. Are you following what I'm saying here? So how does God operate? The asset of God is not things. Even the Bible says that the heavens and the earth will pass away. So there is something else that makes God God beyond things. Because in Genesis 1:1, he made the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 1:2, the earth was without form and void. And God didn't mourn it. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you get this, something will shift. And I tell you this, look up. I said again that the blessing is an attempt for God to bring you into his operation. Huh? So let me ask you a question. Please come, my brother. Please come. You met someone not wearing nice shirts and jeans like this, just looking somehow. And he introduced himself to you and say, I am the Lord God of all flesh. And at the point of the introduction, there's no mountain, no sea, no fish in the sea, no birds in the sky. Nothing. Huh? Let me tell you what I'm telling you. If you had met God before Genesis 1:1, will you believe he's God? There's nothing to his name. Nothing. No trousers, no angels, just God. Huh? And what did we see in Genesis 1? It began to call forth things. Meaning that his greatest assets are not those things. Huh? Listen to me. From now, know we no man after the flesh. The asset of men is not what they look like or what they drive. The asset of men is not what they wear. The asset of men is that they are operating at a frequency where they can call the things that be not as though they were. Huh? You don't understand what I'm telling you. Are you following what I'm telling you? Let me explain. What was God teaching Abraham? You are waiting for a child. Now you have the child. Go and kill him. That's not the asset. I am the asset. When you understand what the blessing is, you don't value the product over the source. You are not blessed because you have a product. You are blessed because you have the source. Because with the source, you can produce again and again and again. And the devil simply didn't understand this. Please sit down. Thank you so much. The devil simply didn't understand this. And because, let me say this also, you must understand. That the Abrahamic blessing is also part of in Christ's realities. So the devil thought that if I can instigate men to kill Jesus, then we have destroyed what the plan of God is. Huh? So he instigated people, the chief priests, or the high priest, sorry, the Pharisees, they agreed with Judas and they said, let's kill him. And scripture said he was betrayed to the hands of sinners. And they said, crucify him. Eh? But we later found out that there was a regret behind the sin. That if the princes of this world had known, they would never have crucified him. Because you think that when you have brought a man down, is when you are done with him. When you have brought him down, is when you have given him the opportunity for God to do what he wants to do. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. So when the devil brought him down, he didn't know it was a seed. And when you put a seed under the head, you are putting it in the best atmosphere. So when you have the blessing, the devil is not destroying you by putting you in fix. When he puts you in fix, it is the opportunity for you to manifest it. The church has shown to grow better when we are in fix. Nothing has even threatened the move of God than convenience. So check the nations of the fastest growing church. They are the nations where the church are put under. We multiply best that way. Because with less of us, there is more of God. Is it simple enough what I'm telling you? So the blessing is not in the clothes you wear. The blessing is not measured by your bank account. The blessing is measured to the degree that God is your all. Because God is not interested in giving you things that will take you from him. Listen, let me share this with you so you can understand. Look up. Alright, something happened at the beginning of this year. We just saw the need to change our car. So we bought a new car. And I was going to minister somewhere. When the car came in, they just drove the car from Lagos. I just entered and I said goodbye. When I came back from my ministration, I called my wife. I said, when this car came, were you more happy? And let me tell you this. I stand before God and I lie not. If she had told me yes, that car will leave the house that day. I say, should we rejoice? Listen, if it is rejoicing, joy is constant. Are you following what I'm telling you here? There is a way you know you are in trouble. Something comes. All of a sudden, your mood changes. That's idolatry. That thing has to go. You don't understand what I'm saying. So when somebody blessed me with huge money, I don't dance. No. If you understand, in the place of dancing, my presence in your life is not able to make you dance. But the presence of this money, it means your worship has switched. You don't understand what I'm telling you. Are you following what I'm telling you? It means, because if it can make you rejoice, it can send you away out of depression. What is joy? Joy is the constant flow of the oil of gladness in our spirit. It is consistent. Things, materials does not increase it, and the absence of them does not reduce it. Huh? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Material things does not increase it, and the absence of them does not work. Now, somebody may look at that and say that, that's so strict. Are you saying that if your wife had danced and said this is a new car, the car would have gone? Yes, it would have gone. Because if the car didn't go, that's the last we'll ever get. Whatever you rejoice over above God does not multiply, does not increase, will kill and destroy you. I'm telling you a very basic principle here. So I remember when our tent crashed last year, I saw that when we got to church the following Sunday, it crashed on Thursday. We were supposed to move in finally on Sunday. But when we got to church on Sunday, if you didn't see what happened during the week, you would not have known that something happened. Because I saw that the joy of the people, instead of decreasing, rather increased. Then we entered into a new realm of worship. Then I said, we are building well. And you know what God did? My growth didn't come when we were constructing. My growth came when it crashed. Because more than having a building, God was more interested in building a church. If the church is built, you will always have buildings. If building is all you have, then you will decay there. So sometimes people think they are doing things against the blessed. There is nothing you can do against them but for them. Particularly a man that has come to a point that the greatest thing he has in his life is God. Pastor, are you saying that, are you trying to excuse us that when you are saying somebody is blessed, are you saying the fellow will have nothing? No. I'm saying if you understand what the blessing is, you'll begin to have everything genuinely. And those things will not change your configuration. You don't become more arrogant because something is there, because that thing is not your validation. You've got to find validation beyond things. Validation is not in the things that you drive. It is not in the kind of house you live in. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, many times when believers are saying, God, give me this, it is because they want those things to validate them. That is not how the blessing works. The man who knows the blessing is even more validated before the blessing comes. So let me show you this. I remember years back, because I work with a very dangerous mindset. Years back, I was so broke that I went to cry to God and I said, God, I appreciate all the Marys you have given to me. You know, Mary, they sit at your feet to learn. Send me Martha. It was Jesus who said he didn't want Martha. I want Martha. People that while Marys are seated to learn, those ones are cooking. Because I notice that when the Marys come and they hear the things I want to say, they clap and celebrate Papa and then they leave. So I said, send me Martha. So God sent me one of my spiritual daughters. And she said the following day that she heard from God that she should be giving me 20% of her monthly income. So she was giving me 20%. And the 20% was 3,000 naira. And that 3,000 naira was so powerful for me in that season. So the first time she sent me the 3,000 naira, I called her and I said, send your account number. I want to send your money back. This is nonsense. You sent me money. You didn't send a text message to say thank you. You know, you can't say that to people who are baby Christians. They'll be offended. In my broke state, I understand that I am broke, but I'm blessed. You don't understand what I'm saying. You know, Pastor Dotun, he paid for my house rent one time. I didn't have rent. He used his school fees to go and pay for the rent. And I sent him out of the house because he made a mistake. So I said, leave this place now. You say, what kind of thing is this? And I know that he was not going to be offended. I couldn't do that with everybody. You are not more blessed when you now have material things to show it. When God says you are blessed, you are blessed. This is why the Bible says that it is with joy that we draw from the wells of salvation. What that means is this. That when, because, you know, joy comes when the word of God crystallizes in your heart. Scripture says that begin to rejoice with joy unspeakable full of glory. When a man in the midst of physical nothing gets to a point where the word of God breaks open in his heart and rejoices, what the Bible is saying is that that joy is the elevator with which it draws from the well of salvation. Ah, those whom have not seen yet believes. What the world does is that in the world, seeing is believing. For us, believing is seeing. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when somebody is trusting God for a child, and God said to the fellow, begin to worship me. And the fellow, no, you can't just worship abstractly like that. The word of God crystallizes in your heart, breaks open, and you see that I can never be barren. When that thought is crystallized, the joy that comes is the fetcher. That's why you can see that men like Bishop Oyedepo can sit in a room and study books of Gloria Copeland and scream in the days of nothing that I can never be poor. Because the blessing is not the blessing only when physical things come. The blessing is the blessing when you have an understanding of the word of God. A woman was in the church in those days when he was saying that. And she smiled and laughed at the back and said, look at this man. We are still the one that will go and push his B2 after service. And she said that when the church was in Kaduna. And the woman was barren from the moment she said that for about 30 years till she came to Shiloh, either 2015, and confessed that I was one of the members in Kaduna. And I laughed. No, she couldn't even see him. She just went there to repent. And God forgave her opened her womb and then she gave birth the following year. Then she shared that testimony. So what you are thinking is that the blessing is the blessing when things shift. The blessing is the blessing when your mind shifts. The blessing is the blessing when your heart shifts. When you understand by revelation that the blessing is not just manifested in physical things. The blessing is manifested in the revelation of what God is saying. And that's why I said that God's attempt with the blessing over our lives is to show us the way He operates. That even when the heavens and the earth has not been created, He's still God. Even when the mountains and the seas have not been created, He's still God. And after all those things will be gone, He still will be God. He is God all by Himself. Those things don't validate Him, He validates them. Many of you are before your Genesis one season. The mountains have not been called. The seas have not been called. The birds of the sky have not been called. The animals on the field have not been called. But are you blessed? Talk to me now. Are you blessed? Will you be blessed when those things come, or you are blessed before they came? That's the blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you this. This principle I'm telling you, I understand it. And I'm telling you that it always works. One day I was praying in the house, year 2014. I was fasting, just stayed in the house and I was praying. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, He said, son, I know that when I bless you, I have blessed millions through you. In blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply. When that statement came, I was living in a house where there's no roof. What you have as the roof was sack. You know that house. What you have on the window of that house was man. There was no bedroom. You know, one time, when our church started, we're using a beer parlor. And using the beer parlor, they will be making shawarma and all those things early in the morning while service is going on. And the place where they are making those things is just behind the pulpit. So there was one iron stove that covers it. So pastor is preaching, but behind pastor, somebody was making shawarma. Somebody was making all those things. And you know, so the matter is that it is in atmospheres like that you know whether you are anointed. Because if the Holy Ghost moves here, then you carry Him. Are you following what I'm saying? Keyboard. What's keyboard? What's that about? Afar something. Afar. That short one. It's the one that will go and get sound from Afar. And I've told people that when you see sound engineer that do untu, you are in for trouble. That was the kind of Afar. Untu, chu. Ah, like on Sunday. But you know something happened. Many times in those services, while seated, God just shows me a glimpse of the future. And I rejoice with that joy and come back and I can survive the season. And that was what Jesus did. For the joy that was set ahead of Him, He endured the cross. Those who endure must have seen something. Things that are not yet manifested in the physical, but they are breathing upon the wings of the wind to see a glimpse of the future. They can come back now and live with the joy of the future now. And one day, a boy came to the church with his friend. And I was not around. And they said when he came, he was educating our pastors. That you are running church in student environment, you don't have keyboard, you don't have all those things. This church can't grow like that. It is a part one boy. This was a boy that before he came to Ife, according to him, he has heard a lot about Pastor Femi Lazarus, so he was going to come to attend the church. Then he came to the church and found out that the church, yes, in the middle of that auditorium, there was a fish pond inside the middle of the auditorium. There was a fish pond there. So we have to cover the fish pond with slabs. But after, during the service, in case you want to go for excursion, just open the slab, you'll see fishes. So the boy was telling them that, hey, you people cannot grow like this. Oh, this. You don't have keyboard, you don't have this. What kind of church is this? And he left. And when they told me, I said, let him go. Because blessed is that generation whom having not seen, yet believe. If you want to see before you know God is somewhere, then you are not blessed. You are not going to be more blessed when things are much than you are blessed when you believe the word. You don't understand that. You are not going to be more blessed when things are much than you are blessed when you what believe the word. What will happen? Will you still believe you are blessed if you lose your car, if you lose your house, if you lose everything? Because that's when we know the blessing. Scripture said that Abraham believed that God was able to bring Isaac and quicken him from the dead. That was why he was going to sacrifice him. He already believed God to operate in nothing. He didn't doubt in his heart. When you understand the blessing, you have joy. You know, but sometimes we pray and we are not seeing answers. Because you are praying as though that thing is what will prove that God is with you. That's what happens. And when you pray prayers like that, scripture says that you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Somebody is saying, God, when you give me my wife, then I will know that you have sent me. No. You should not know he has sent you when he gives you your wife. You should know he has sent you in the days your wife didn't look like anything that will come. See, relationship matter. Me, I suffer though. I need to write a book. I was telling the guys, I said, I'm a relationship expert. Because you don't have to study about relationship, you're an expert. You also have to be in many. One like that. And you know, I came from a family where marriages didn't work. So in those seasons, the devil tried hard to convince me that my own journey also had started. So we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Listen to me. Those word of testimonies are the testimonies you have before the physical things appear. And I told the guys, I said, if you ever see me walk down the aisle with a lady, I can bet your life on it that this man didn't miss it. At the time I was saying that, sir, there was nothing that looks like anything good that will happen. Nothing. Every other aspect seems to be working. My people in church will come to tell me that they want to get to a relationship. I will pray for them. It is working. But pastor's own is not working. Are they going to see you as a pastor even then? Or only begin to see you in the light of the revelation when things work? Are you going to be more of a pastor when things are fine than you are a pastor in the days of your struggles? I was blessing them, they were getting married, but I couldn't. Are you following what I'm saying? So do you believe in a person when you now see things, or you believe in them in the days that it looks like nothing? Because there are days that looks like nothing. I'm telling you. Pastor knows now, when I came to Ibadan, we were begging for a shop. The man blocked my number on WhatsApp. And I was like, what is this? We had to be holding church in my dining space. You know, then I've been doing apostolic ministry. So who will come? I say, ah, Pastor Lazarus is in Ibadan. Where is he in Ibadan? Inside his dining space. That's where he joined us while in the dining. He was the usher then. So, after we have finished service, those who want to wait behind, somebody will go and buy spag, somebody will go and buy egg. I remember one time that myself and one of my friends, his elder brother's wife, gave him school fees. He wanted to pay for a master's in Ife. Then something happened, there was a strike. So they couldn't pay the money, so they gave him. We were so broke, we were as broke as cracker biscuit. So, in our street, we have one woman there called Iada. That woman, I still think about her because God willing to use me for her. That year, that gives us spag on credit. Gives us oil on credit. Give us, how many of you know this thing called pepper terra? That tomato paste that has everything. Because you don't have money to buy tomato, then pepper, then the rest. But this one has everything. So you buy it. So that woman gives us pepper terra. And all those stuff. Then there's another woman that gives us fish. But what we liked the most was egg. I ate egg till egg began to taste like soap in my mouth. So when they gave us this money, that money was 200,000. So we were spending, then we'll put it back. We'll spend, then we'll put it back. For months. Then finally, one day, they just came. And they said, now they want to go and pay the school fees. What? As at that point, we had spent 68,000. We that we don't have money for spark. So my roommate, whose brother's wife owned the money, to my greatest shock, just said, let's go to the bank. And he was blinking at me. So he said, the money is in the bank. I said, how are you going to do this? There's nobody there. At in Norway, we started spending this money. There's no money anywhere in the bank. So they went outside to drive to the bank. Then they came back and said, I will go to him. Please, please, call those you can call. So he took them to the bank. I was calling people. Guy, offer. 2,000 there. Guy, offer. There was no money in the bank. The money was in the house. 132,000 there. So I was saying, what wisdom will this boy employ? So when they got to the bank, he joined the counter for a money that is not there. Of course, there are people that do things, even the devil will say, I will learn here today. I will learn something new. I'm sure all the demons in here will say, wow, he's about to teach us something new. Because even me too, I was confused. And while he was on the queue, it was about 2 people to his turn, then he picked his phone and screamed, hello? Ah, Jesus! Kilo Sele! Where are you? Where are you? I'm coming now. Nobody called him. This is discovery. Then he left. And the people who want their money with them were even the ones that were saying, calm down. Bele, bele. Kilo Sele. Ah, he was crying and saying, I'll be back. Ah, go wrong. Kilo Sele, bye. Then when he left, he switched off his phone. So, I was the one in the operating room calling people for money. So the money got complete after about 5 days. And we called them and we gave them the money. When you are in the midst of a crisis like this, are you more blessed now than you were then? Because if you understand the blessing, it is constant. If you are waiting for the manifestation, it is just you who is here to move into it. But you are not more blessed when things are much than you are blessed when you understand and believe the word. Amen? Is that simple enough? You must understand that principle. You can come to church and everything didn't sound like what you want. But with the spirit of the blessing, you can go to the future where God is. That is also his present. See the realities, come back and rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. And that's why when you rejoice like that, people don't understand you. That this person's life is crashing, nothing seems to be working. How come he has joy? He's operating the way God operates. When they were killing his only begotten son, he's still God. Huh? Did he lose joy? And he didn't lose his joy. He's still God. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you going to love God later than you love him now when you believe in the blessing? Listen to me. You understand what I'm saying? You can hold the word of God and study and break into a revelation and say, I can never be small. Ah! That doesn't mean you will not leave that place and still drink Gary. But in the spirit realm, you have entered a size. And the physical will always pursue to meet up with what is in the spirit.
The blessing is when you know your scroll. Like Jesus said, lo, I come in volume of books as it is written of me. When you understand that revelation, that's the blessing. Let me explain to you. If I've given this illustration before, that do you know what it means for God to operate out of time? Because the blessing is not in time. When you are blessed, you don't live in the reality of the now. You live in the reality of God. That doesn't mean things are still not a bit. Are you following what I'm telling you here? Let me give you this illustration. How many of you, you know what it means to operate out of time? You don't know. When you are acting a movie, you are operating out of the time of the movie. It is the people who are watching it that are trying to catch up with what will happen in the next scene. The one who acted it knows the next scene. So when people come and they are coming with a gun and it looks like they will kill him, it is those who are in that time that are scared. The one who knows the script knows, according to the script, I did not die. So those who are watching the movie are saying, why is this man suffering? Why is he this? The one who knows the script knows, according to the script, somewhere my story changed. Those who are watching may be at the edge of their chairs, but the one who knows the scroll is relaxed. According to the scroll, what happened to you? When you know it, that's when you know what the blessing is. Amen? The devil is threatening somebody's mind. You will die of sickness. You will die during childbirth. I have seen something beyond the delivery. And it is the volume of books written about me. And according to that script, I carried my babies in my hands. I live in ripe old age. Doctors are powerful people, but they don't validate how long we will live. It is the script that shows me. And when the script shows me the future, it exists. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? Things may look so bad, bleak, and blurry, but when we know the script, we are with God in the end, while others are in the beginning. The reason why you are sad is because you have not seen the script. When you see it, you operate the way God operates. You rejoice the way God rejoices. And I'm not giving you cunningly devised fables. I'm showing you what the blessing is. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm showing you what the blessing what is. Somebody looks at things, everything looks upside down. Do you know the scrolls? Do you know the scrolls? It is more dangerous for you to be in an unknown situation and not have the known word. When you have the word in any situation, you have the future. Because the word is the raw material for creation. The word of God in our lives is partnership with God in creation. Are you following what I'm saying? Somebody can wake up in the morning and begin to call forth the things that are written in the scrolls. Live stream tabernacle. According to the script, we bought an entire street. It is people who are newcomers that are trying to understand. We are already in that reality. So when, listen to me, when the joy of a ministry of a church is not according to what is in the script, then they don't know what joy is. Oh, something has happened not so pleasant. We rejoice with joy unspeakable because we have seen the future. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? That's the blessing. It is not in things. Don't wait for things to change before you are happy. Rejoice now and rejoice forevermore. Listen to me. When I send money to your account and I transfer 1,000,000 naira, at what point do you rejoice? When you hold the money or when you see the alert? Don't you understand that the revelation of God breaking up in your spirit is an alert? That's the alert. And sometimes you receive the alert and you are not interested in going to cash it yet, but you know it is in your bank. What do you have in your bank? You have the alert in your spirit. Background, it has sounded by revelation. We've got to have believers who can say, I've seen it. I'm still saying, what have you seen? I've seen what the word says. And that joy is this. Listen to me. When they see that you have bought an entire street, and people are now saying, wow, we rejoice with you. No, 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 we have started rejoicing before now. And it's not like we are proud. Our joy started when we saw it in the spirit realm. What is happening now would have even been a surprise if it didn't happen. We are not surprised because we have rejoiced. And it is with that joy that we draw water from the wells of salvation. Is there somebody here who believes? What do you believe about your scroll? Did you die young? Were you poor? You married wrong? Were you broke? Were you stranded? What do you see according to this scroll? That's how we rejoice. That's the way God functions. That's the reality of God's operation. We rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Salakabale tambina kapapalade. Elena Makai. Selekabrofendis de kebabish. Zen de kepa bausum brevenish. O sen de kredish. Jesus. Selekabala kabadesh. Sen de kebun de kebilash. Jen de Kabal Balis de Credibilis. Jesus. Amen. Amen. God doesn't want to give you things that will change your mood. He wants His word to be enough. That's what He wants. He wants His word to be what? Enough. And that's why when you see a man that understands the blessing, even the things that others are using as lifetime validation, God can tell him, leave it. And that's all. Because that's not even the thing. Before this one came, I know something. Without it, I still know it. You don't understand what I'm telling you. And we get so emotional around this. Listen. All right, I went for a meeting in Abuja last week, Sunday. Okay, this Sunday. And after ministering, my friend Oroko was so blessed. He said people should, he projected my account number and said people should begin to give. You see? And people were giving. And they came, and you know people in Abuja, how they give seed. I still receive a lot from that meeting. And I was not fascinated. I was not excited. Because I'm just a steward. The one who has sent me can say that money is for so and so project. So be it. And when I got home, as usual, I asked my wife, were you happy? If she had said yes, then she needs to go on a retreat. Because the presence or the absence of things should not increase or decrease our joy quotient. No, when you say this to a normal, I mean, somebody has not touched a million before. And for the first time in your life, somebody gave you a million. And God said, give me. What happens? That's when you know people don't understand the blessing of God. They hold it and say, ah. And they never become more than that. The blessing most times is manifested in letting go. In what? In what? Letting go. You know, I keep waiting, oh God, you sent me here. Whatever grace they saw, you are the one who manifested it. So, whatever you want to be done, and my heart is very clear. Speak, your servant is listening. His money is not my God, it can rule me. It doesn't make me more joyful. I can go to a place well, and minister and not get anything. It doesn't matter. When something comes, you approach it as a steward. I'm a privileged beneficiary of this. I'm not saying it is mine. When you understand what the blessing is, there's one thing you'll be given to. Huh? Spreading out. Because the blessing is not for you to indulge. Can I say this that will humble everybody? Sometimes God bless you and it takes you through process to bless you. And yet the purpose of the blessing is not you. You look at Joseph. He went through hell. Became prime minister. Who was the most significant person that God was trying to rescue? With the hell he went through, Judah. Jesus was going to be called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So he went through all these problems for a boy who didn't even go through. So when you sit down and say, after all I've been through, I must indulge, then you don't know what the blessing is. You don't know what it is. When you understand it, and listen, this is where the mystery is. The more you understand that God is my greatest asset, the more you are given access to other things. The more you try to hold to other things as the meaning of blessing, the less you see them. So check people who pursue money, they never have it. Are you following what I'm saying? And every level of your life, God gives you a test. And it comes to say things like, this, my son, my this, my that, do this, and it's going to watch you. Let me ask you a question. What's the highest amount of money you've ever held? If I come here this morning and I look at you and I say, I'm sowing a seed of 15 million naira to you. And the moment I turn back, and while you are rejoicing that God, I've never held my own 50 million cash. 50 million. And God looks at you and say, the 15 million naira is not yours. It is for the fellow seated beside you. Will you rejoice giving it to that fellow the way you rejoice in receiving the money? Do you get what I'm telling you? Do you get what? That's why many believers, they struggle with tithe. Struggle with first fruit. Because they don't understand the blessing. I've told my people, if you struggle with first fruit, you are not blessed. The reason you struggle is because that is the only fruit. When you get to a point where the amount you are given as first fruit, you have times 1 million of it seated places. Will you struggle? No. Are you following what I'm saying here? Can I someone lift up your hands and say, I am blessed? I am blessed. Now, you didn't say it well enough. Say it again, I am blessed. I am blessed. Now, say it loud and clear with everything you have. I am blessed. I am blessed. Now, let me ask you a question. If after this meeting, a Jeep comes to park outside and somebody comes out of the Lexus, let's say a Mercedes Jeep GLK 2022 model, 300 million naira, and park it outside and say that it is yours. What I'm telling you is, if your joy there is greater than the one you have in your secret place, then what you have just done is idolatry. Because the moment you over rejoice like that, it means that it is your greatest possession and you can't let it go. The blessing is manifested in letting go and letting God. Do you get what I'm saying? So no physical thing is a proof of it. Will they come? Yes. But they don't validate us. Hey, come on, say they don't validate us. Say that they are not our validation. I am not more of a man of God when there are blinking things there and there. I am when I believe the word. Can I allow you in the next few minutes to confess the things that are freely yours, the way you know them, and do it according to the Spirit with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, Salama Kabeleke Brokidish. Hey, Jesus. Salama Kai de Monte Kaba. Bondu Sumri Kai de Badaka. Belingo Ropuku Shadebakadish. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, let me share this, then I round up. When we gave birth to my daughter, at some point we had to return her back to the hospital because she had jaundice. And I remember we were having our international ministers training then, November. And I was seated to teach when a message came in from one of us who is a nurse in the hospital, and she was requesting for my blood group. And because they've been talking about the possibility of blood transfusion once she's not getting better. And I sat down and I finished teaching, Because when I saw that message, the greatest temptation in my heart was to leave that teaching and quickly run there. That was happening. But I waited and I finished. And God spoke to me. And God said, you would have lost your daughter if you failed that test. And when I got to the hospital, I saw that they were not even calling for blood transfusion. That person was just careless. And God said, look at her. Does this look like a girl you should worry yourself about? Lord, I answer now. I'm just a steward. You are the father. I want to give you some illustration that I leave. You know, recently, Bishop Duncan Williams, that God Mills lost his son. And I watched the meeting that he went to minister after that. And even in that meeting, he still made jokes. And the same thing, Pastor, here at the boy. And you want to ask, what have these men seen that in the midst of the toughest battles, they are still? And when Bishop Oyedepo's wife was sick to the point of death, he said he told God that I'm not going to worship you more because she survives. You are my God. Whatever you do, you are my God. And people will go on social media and mock them and say, if you are a man of God, why should your son die? And this is what the generation is seeing, that we are not vibrant because we have all things. We are vibrant because we have the God of all flesh. When you understand this, number one, there is no losing. Because you have God. Discouragement doesn't come because things are not looking the way they should look. You have a constant reality in God. That's the power of the blessing. That's when you understand this, the devil knows there's nothing he can do against you. There's nothing. Take away anything, he's still the way he is. So there's no point taking those things away if this guy is not going to bow. When you understand that power, then you understand spiritual warfare. The devil loses the battle. As long as you cling to things, you will lose them. Because whoever loves his life will lose it. And when you understand how to make God as your greatest treasure and your most prized possession, then you enter into it. And I tell you, God wants us to have abundance. But you just have to understand the route. Is that simple enough? Say it again. God, you didn't say it well, wants us to have abundantly. Because when you have, if somebody here can have 1 billion, you know what 1 billion will do? You will buy many properties here. The billion. Are you aware? Yes. And then, look at all those clubs. I've told God to bless me because I want to buy just the clubs. I want to buy all these clubs. You come out weekends, you see girls. One was begging me, 2020, February 14, we had a Valentine program. The girl was saying, I was serving out. Said, even for 3,000 naira, I will follow you. I said, are you seeing that now? That's the mystery of a generation that looks for money. We don't get money by looking for money. When we find God, we find all things. Because what God wants to give you is himself. Then through himself, you have all things. Nothing threatens you. Amen? Can I give you time to prophesy? Has something shifted in your heart today? Is there a revelation in your spirit? And you understand if this is deployed, you will see results at unending proportions. So what you have to do now is to speak them out. Call forth the things that be not as though they were. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Shake it, leroko, brofe, leroko, shake. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. Lift your right hand, everyone, and say these words loud and clear. Say in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I believe that I am blessed beyond description, blessed beyond doubt. God has blessed me with all that pertains to life and godliness. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I have all in Christ. I cannot be down. I cannot be depressed. I cannot be discouraged. I am not going to have all. I already have all. And I rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. I have seen the script. I have seen the scroll. And according to the script, I didn't die young. According to the script, I didn't die of sickness. According to the script, I became very great. I became exceedingly great. Now faith is my reality. I call for the things that be not as though they were. I walk in the consciousness of the blessing. I am not validated by things. I am validated by God. This is my reality. I function in the power of the blessing. I have all things. Rejoice.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.